A small number of Cochrane reviews used the raw data from the original randomized trials to analyze the effects of treatment. Tina de Backer from the University of Ghent in Belgium and her colleagues did this for naptidrofural for intermittent claudication.
Intermittent claudication is caused by a narrowing of the arteries in the legs and affects about 5% of the elderly of 70 years old. It causes pain, cramps or tiredness when the muscles of the legs are working because the flow of blood and oxygen to the muscles is impaired. The pain increases when walking but subsides when the person rests. People with intermittent claudication will sometimes stop and pretend they are looking in a shop window after walking for a few hundred meters to ease the discomfort. That is why intermittent claudication is sometimes called the shop window disease. Regular exercise and stop smoking, antiplatelet drugs and statins reduce the symptoms and help the patients to walk for a greater distance without pain. In the last 3 decades, patients with intermittent claudication were often treated with drugs that were supposed to increase the flow of blood and oxygen through the vessels of the legs. These older drugs were called vasoactive drugs. Until now, there has no been reliable evidence on the effects of any of these. We investigated one potentially promising drug from this group, oral naptidrofuril. We were aware of several studies with positive results, but the variation in the results of the different studies made a firm conclusion impossible. Therefore, we decided to go for a much more powerful analysis by reanalyzing the data on each of the patients in the trials. We painstakingly got back to the original data of nearly 1,300 individual patients from 7 trials to produce the most reliable estimate yet of the effect of this treatment. We found that patients prescribed 600 mg a day of naptidrofuril walked about a third further without feeling pain than patients on placebo. More than half of the patients allocated to naptidrofuril were able to increase their pain-free walking distance by 50% compared to just less than a third of the people who took a placebo during the trials, usually for 6 months. Although this is a fairly modest improvement, it is a clinically relevant difference. The drug might allow a person with intermittent claudication to walk to both the baker, 200 meters from the doorstep, and to the butcher, 300 meters from the doorstep, without feeling pain, whereas, without it, the person could only reach the baker. Oral naptidrofuril does have some mild side effects, predominantly gastric problems, in about 1 in 10 to 20 people in the trials. Serious side effects were very rare. Naptidrofuril has been on the market since 1968. Its patent has expired, so there are many generic options in most countries. In conclusion, oral naptidrofuril is effective to treat the symptoms of intermittent claudication. It should be considered for use alongside other effective treatments such as exercise, stop smoking, antiplatelet drugs, and statins.
Tina de Backer there, with new information on treatments for people with intermittent claudication. For more information, please visit www.cochrane.org.